Ready? Go!
Hello and welcome to the podcast that gives you a light look at growing your content. Today, we are going to discover how noticing the small stuff can have a big impact on your creativity. I'm Sarah, and this is Photosynthesis. Recently, I spent a three-day weekend with a good friend of mine out in the rural eastern shore of Virginia. We had an amazing time exploring and practicing photography together. In the past, this friend has made remarks about how there really isn't that much to see in his little town and expressed how he always feels like he's lacking good subjects for his photography. I showed up unsure quite what to expect, but open to whatever I might find. Honestly, until he brought it up again while I was there, I had completely forgotten that he said there was nothing notable to photograph on the Eastern Shore. Because to me, there was everything to photograph. As we walked through numerous little towns together, I was continuously pointing out things that I found fascinating and that he was constantly responding with, "Ah, that is so cool, I've never noticed that before." So what's the lesson in all of this? If you're lacking inspiration, never be afraid to play the tourist in your own locale. While those around you may be bored and claim there's nothing to see or do, you can be the person who's discovering joy and fascination in the little oddities all around you. I did this all the time back home where I came from in Washington. I'd pick an area of town and just go for a walk. I'd stop to notice the architecture, the flowers, the shops, the people, and the random little historic monuments. The things that people overlook are beautiful, and many have interesting backstories to research. There are parallels to be found, lessons to learn, and details to enjoy. No matter how boring you think that your slice of life may be, just give it a chance. Take a walk, look at things closer, try to see things from the eyes of a tourist. This technique is particularly helpful in photography, but it can be applied often to other mediums as well. So stop looking for something amazing. Instead, go look at what's mundane and figure out how you can make it amazing. And whether you do it via your angles or your lighting and photography, through creative writing, or even through research, find ways to make the average and mundane things become outstanding works of creativity. If you can fulfill this challenge, not only will you never be at loss for inspiration, you'll gain a sense of wonder and appreciation for the world that will make life so much more fun to live. And maybe you can help others gain a new appreciation for what's around them too. And now, it's time to go exploring again. I hope that you have an amazing week, and as always, keep growing, my friend. If you want Sparks of Photosynthesis and who knows what all else delivered to your social media feed, go hit me up at facebook.com/adventureofsare or adventureofsare on Instagram. That's adventureofsair. And our music is provided by Vexento.